I'm Stargate Pioneer.
I'm Haley.
And I'm Lauren from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D.
A podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now.
The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other podcasts
at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live for a special edition of Legends Podcast. It is the Legends Podcast and Defective Geeks Crossover Part 3.
Yeah!
Shouldn't it be Defective Geeks and Legends of
Podcast?
Yeah,
I have issue with the ordering there.
Yeah, I think that sounds better.
Yeah.
Take it from the top up. Go ahead, start.
Okay. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea. Coming to you live from the Legends Studios, it is Defective Geeks and Legends Podcast Crossover Part 3.
Yeah!
See, that sounded better. See? Perfect.
It does actually flow a little bit better, to be honest with you.
It kind of rolls off the tongue, you know?
It does indeed. It does indeed. Ladies, introduce yourselves one more again for the new listeners.
This is Diane, the Space Pirate Queen.
And this is Giselle, also known as Jizzy B.
And Valerie, I think, is there. Oh, okay.
Valerie, are you there?
Is here in spirit.
I'm here, I think. Hi, guys.
That's scary.
Going on?
Skype is scary.
And I am the operator.
I'm Wing.
And I'm Beef.
Yay!
Yay!
Back again.
Yes.
I'm a little bit afraid about part three because name me a part three that's better than the original. Just one.
Avatar. Oh, wait.
We'll be dead by the time we get to part three, man.
I really like the Bourne Ultimatum. I thought that was pretty good for a part three.
Yeah.
Bourne Ultimatum.
Yeah, but it wasn't really three. It was words. It wasn't like part three.
But oh, it's never the meant. Third.
I know. Argument faulty. My bad.
I kind of like your argument, though.
Yeah, Beef, it's
Christ.
In the same
now
universe.
You know
come on,
now man. You know it's bad if Wing is backing me up.
But it's, you know, it's creative. You're trying to win the argument some ways.
You get A for effort.
Return of the King?
Yo, thank you, Return of the King.
Yeah. Nah, the second one was better.
I don't know. Return of the King was a little bit better, dude.
It was
definitely much longer.
More awesome. More of awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the way everything concluded, the emotional impact of it all.
Come on.
I agree. It was. I think 3 was a better movie than 2, although the ending was just like, okay, it's over. No, it's not. Okay, it's over. No,
it's
not.
Okay, it's no, no, it's not. Okay. Oh, credit. Oh.
Is it credit? Oh, no, it's not credits. Okay.
2 hours of credit later. No end credit scene? That was Avengers.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Those are the only two I can think of right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult, huh?
We're going to have a singing number or something like that.
If at any time during the cast one comes to mind, just scream it.
We'll just blurt it out. Just blurt it out.
Just like in the middle of some random conversation we're having, just like yell it out.
Yeah.
Jaws 3! No.
Yeah.
No. Jaws 3 sucked.
No, not Jaws 3.
Jaws 3 sucked. No.
And this week, for a very special crossover podcast, Wing finds himself.
Is Jaws 3 the one with Michael Caine?
The one with Michael Caine?
Yeah.
Jaws 3?
Well, yeah, it was the one with Michael Caine.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, because it was like Son of Jaws Revenge or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No,
I
that
just
was,
remember it being in 3D or something.
That
like
was 4, because 3 is Jaws 3D.
Oh, okay. So that was the fourth one with Michael Caine?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
It's where it got really, really good. It's like the Fast and the Furious series. The more you go, the better they get.
Exactly. Thank you.
That's how we're going to be.
Exactly. See, we're in the Tokyo Drift one. Right
I was
now.
Just about to say, are we doing Tokyo Drift right now?
See?
Tokyo Drift!
It's like the best.
It's the best third one movie. Ever. Oh, so good.
Hot. It's like I have 3 default profit in front of me. What the hell?
They love them some Tokyo Drifts. How many podcasts did you do on just Tokyo Drift?
I think 10.
Oh my god, why?
Seriously, I listened to
it's
their
a lot to you talk should... about, okay?
Seriously, I listened to their podcast. It was like part one, part two, and part all Tokyo Drift. All Tokyo Drift.
There's a lot to talk about. Okay?
There's always something to talk about with Tokyo Drift.
We're probably going to do another one now that you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to make a 5-minute segment out of this movie.
You need to talk to us.
And we'll Lucas Black has not aged well either.
No.
He lost a lot of air in 5 minutes in that last movie.
Yeah, he did. He is not going to be able to play a high school senior at this point.
No. Hey, he's a year or two older than a senior I think he's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's 41, 42.
He's 41.
Like, I love how in the most recent Fast and Furious movie, when it's supposed to take place during Tokyo Drift, you can tell they tried so hard to make them look the same age, and it just wasn't working.
No. Just wasn't happening. Nope.
Not enough makeup for that.
Yeah, it's like apparently drifting takes a lot of years off.
And hair.
It's like time traveling.
It's a time travel thing, yes. They go through a wormhole.
Exactly.
And oh, by the way, speaking of not aging well, Jake Lloyd, what up with dad?
What? Whoa. He was like...
Or something? What did he
Jake Lloyd was in a high-speed chase.
Right.
Well,
yesterday or something like that.
How appropriate.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine you're out there, there's all of a sudden there's light, you're like, this is pod racing.
This is pod racing. And he's driving and she got pulled over and stuff. He was DUI or whatever, but yeah.
Well, you're famous too just recently.
Yeah.
True.
Arrested.
He's Darth Vader. Come on.
I know, Darth Vader.
Oh, have you guys watched the new Star Wars Rebel?
No, not yet.
It is so far and away beyond good. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous how good it is.
Oh, awesome.
It is like, because the first episode has Darth Vader. And Darth Vader is like straight up badass ruthless.
Yes, yes.
Like it is, it actually made me wonder if it should be rated Y7. He was that dark.
Interesting.
Yes.
I like when they do that with the cartoons.
Yes, but there's definitely one or two characters that survived that I was like, this is not PG-13, eh?
Mm.
Because you would be dead.
Yes. Yes. But it's really, really good. And the creators are calling it their Empire Strikes Back season.
Nice.
So it's, yeah. Yeah, a lot of good stuff is going to happen. Most definitely.
It's enough, really right? Good.
But with that out of the way, let's get to news. Beef, what time is it?
News time. I was sleeping.
You were sleeping, weren't you? You bastard.
Maybe.
Well, there was another Sony hack, and apparently the mandatory description for Spider-Man was leaked out, the cinematic Spider-Man. He must be straight, he must be white, and pretty much Spider-Man-y.
So he must be Spider-Man. Okay, that's... Why mention these things?
Yeah, here the thing is, I mean, I think the bigger story was that it was another Sony leak.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Sony's like the Kardashians now. They just leak shit on their own.
The door's open. People just go in and out now.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how they list the Peter Parker character traits.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Can't you just say he has to be Peter Parker?
We
kind of know what...
I mean, after, you know, the two separate origin stories, I think we get the idea of who Peter Parker is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Nerdy kid, science fair, bitten by radioactive spider, has spider powers, there you end.
He's been Peter Parker for like 20 years, so we kind of know Tony.
Right. I also appreciate this. One specification, does not have sex before the age of 16.
Yes. 16?
16, it's very specific.
Does not have sex with anyone below the
age of 16. Yes.
that well, particular stands out to me.
I'm kind of curious, like, if this is a normal memo
on
characters that they pass around all the time.
Like, is this like the format?
Like, yeah.
You know? Like, format of like, all right. Bullet point, you know, the font.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Okay.
Well, when you see it like that, maybe we don't know the context.
Like, yeah, maybe it's only weird to us, but internally, it's, like, normal.
This is how they do things? Yeah.
Yeah. You know? But just make it clear for everybody in the office.
But imagine the greater picture in there, and someone actually turned a script where all these things happen. And this is actually just the response. Okay, dude, this must be there, okay? Get that. And we just don't have the interaction. Maybe.
Maybe.
I want to read that script, though.
Yeah. Apparently, they are going to change things in the comics. One of the things that we had been talking about on Legends is that they are going to be bringing Miles Morales into the regular Marvel Universe after Secret Wars is over with. Yeah. But the big question was, how are they going to refer to him? Because at that point, there will be two Spider-Men. They can't just refer to him as Spider-Man because there's already Spider-Man. Yeah. Apparently, he is now going to be the Spider-Man. And Peter Parker is going to be a mentor.
That makes sense.
I like that. Yeah,
that happens all the time.
Yeah, that's passing the cowl on, quote unquote, so to speak. Yeah.
How old is Peter Parker?
It's same age. He's going to be like in his 30s or whatever.
And he's already doing the Batman Beyond thing. Dear God.
I don't know if it's so much Batman Beyond, but it's like it's kind of interesting because one of the things they're doing in Secret Wars is they have a little storyline called Renew Your Vows, where basically Peter Parker stays with Mary Jane, they have a kid and stuff, and he stops being Spider-Man because he needs to take care of his family and everything. I'm wondering if they're going to take a piece of that, put it in here.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering too, because at some point he does kind of settle down with MJ. So that makes sense to me if he's just like, all right, I'll just mentor this kid to do the Spider-Man thing.
Yeah. Right, and it's not saying that he's never going to be Spider-Man again or anything like that. It's just that right now, this kid is going to take over. And the thing is, he's a fan favorite, so it's not like, you know, he's going to be taken over by Doc Ock and do a Freaky Friday, or it's a clone, or whatever the hell. This is a known product. Yeah. So people who are already fans are going to be like, oh, cool, this is going to be Spider-Man now.
Yeah, and I think that's the smoothest transition they can make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense from like a storytelling perspective and whatnot. Like, it totally makes sense.
It shall be very interesting, but there are also going to be like a lot of changes after Secret Wars is over. Like, you know, Doctor Strange has a battle axe for some reason. So
I'm good with that. I'm good
with that. An enchanted battle axe.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Because magic isn't enough.
No, but
he needs to chop off heads while he does it.
It's because you don't see Benedict Cumberbatch with an apple axe. Apple axe. Battle
apple,
axe.
Apple axe?
Yes, apple axe.
Is he going to chop down apple trees?
Is it
no,
something
that's
from Steve Jobs?
Exactly.
What the fuck?
That's like an iPad, but it's an apple axe. with a battle axe. No, but seriously, imagine that that visual. Not the apple.
Which axe. One? The apple axe or
the battle axe?
Is it Benedict Cumberbatch with a battle axe?
Yeah. No, it's Benedict Cumberbatch with an apple axe.
I'm getting very confused. Is he downloading apps on the battle axe?
Yes.
It's like
you can download apps on the apple axe.
It's an apple battle axe with
iApp axe. Nice.
The tongue twister.
I'm very confused right now.
And it syncs with his phone.
Yes. And his iPod and his iPad, so he can, you know,
receive decks on it, you know?
You can take selfies with it.
And there's like
an axe selfie.
Yeah. And selfie. If he wants to like relive his kills, he can record it from the axe and sync the video to his phone and watch the
You can see the bone crack, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down.
Wait a minute. Are we still talking about the apple axe? I'm so confused.
Yes, we
now are.
Yeah, but now it's cool. You see?
Now it's a lot better.
Right?
Yes. Made it
better. Go up.
We make it better.
Why don't these people hire us?
I don't know.
You know?
Why not?
Right?
Because we would make the apple axe.
We really would. We would be like, Beef brings this up, we would be like Homer who makes the car.
and
we
just
come
everything.
Up with this. It has literally everything and shit you just don't need. And it's the ugliest freaking thing that's ever been created.
Like, if we have an apple, it would really speak to the newer generation,
right,
in the movie, so they'll go watch the movies,
right, and they'll want to buy it. So there's
your
merchandise purchases right there because they're going to want their own. Dude!
This is a pitch meeting waiting to happen.
Convergence, man. Convergence.
It's this the is key. A pitch meeting.
Right?
We just need investors now. So
exactly.
Go to the website.
Yeah.
It Kickstarter. Kickstarter.
Yeah, Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
Yeah.
And we'll have like a really rudimentary drawing of like...
Yeah, email our lawyer. It's beef@gunnageek.com.
Oh, yeah, that's the smartest thing you've ever
said. So pictures have leaked out from Force Awakens.
Yeah.
One of which is Han Solo back in the Falcon.
Ah!
Giselle's flailing.
I'm flailing.
This just makes me smile because it's like, I have been waiting for this. I can't wait for this. This is so good.
Right?
So good.
It's because it feels so right.
It does.
It looks right. It feels right. And I love that one of the screen caps, I'm pretty sure that's Captain Phasma.
Yep.
That's being projected. And I'm already a fan. I already know I'm a fan of Phasma. Like, I already feel it in my heart. So I'm just, like, so excited about it.
She's going to be the new Jar Jar.
No,
she's not going to be the new Jar Jar.
No, how dare you? She's going to be like the new Boba Fett. She's going to be the new Boba Fett.
That's what they want anyway.
I don't know. I can't diss the chrome trooper look. That is kind of awesome.
It's so badass.
It is.
Badass.
The fact that it's a woman underneath.
Yeah,
yes.
Saying. Gwendolyn
absolutely.
Christie.
Absolutely. And she may be one of the few stormtroopers who can, like, actually shoot and hit things.
I know, right? That's why she's captain.
Exactly.
Because she actually hits the target. That's why
you can actually shoot things. That's awesome.
She made it as captain because she hit, like, one target.
That was
yes.
it.
That was, like, 5 years ago.
And then,
yes.
yeah.
Like, whoa.
And everyone just kind of stopped and looked at her, and they just kind of bowed, and they were like, oh, captain, my captain. And that's how she became Captain Phasma. Yeah.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's your next legacy movie. Anthology, sorry.
A video came out, a little teaser trailer for Fear of the Walking Dead, where a dude is running and it looks kind of fucked up. I'm looking forward to this. This looks good.
I am looking forward to this show, absolutely.
I mean, was he having sex
well,
with
see,
someone?
That's my question. Was it like a
turn into a song?
Right, like, let's see. What I'm imagining, just based on this promo, is like, we had a hot one-night stand, you know, and then he wakes up and she's just like, yeah! So, either...
It's really funnier. It happened during...
Oh,
they're having sex. She passes out and then she turns.
Yes.
She's probably like, I'm going to die soon. All I want to do is have sex before I die.
And he's probably like, okay.
Okay, that's great. Oh, damn it.
I'm still unsure about the name. Unless it's going down right during, you know, and there's still like warning broadcasts like Fear the Walking
oh, yeah,
Dead. Otherwise, I don't get the name.
It is. It's going down. It's happening as the outbreak is beginning. Like one of the I read some article where it was like, picture yourself if you're standing in, like, for instance, a Starbucks, and you're waiting in line for your mocha, whatever the fuck, and somebody behind you seems to be hungover, just, you know, bad night, and their head is kind of hanging down, like, oh, God. And you're just waiting in line, and this person just decides to bite you. That's the kind of shit that's going to happen. It's going to be out of nowhere.
Yeah,
there's going to be this idea of, you know, okay, well, those people are just on drugs and it's a limited kind of thing. No, it's actually spreading. Yeah,
yeah,
and it's spreading.
That's how I feel like when I'm walking around LA. So
yeah.
It has
yeah.
that effect on people. That's always
yeah.
bite me
yeah.
randomly.
Yeah, but yeah, absolutely. And that's why I'm excited for Fear of the Walking Dead is because, yeah, we get to see the beginning and like what that was like. You know, when it was just starting mm-hmm. and there's still that ambiguity. So that's why I'm really excited.
Yeah. It could most
I wonder, what the timeline for it is. Like, how fast is it going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to take a while because apparently, I mean, it's going to, Fear the Walking Dead is going to catch up to The Walking Dead at some point over
right?
the next couple of seasons. So how long is it going to take for them to get from there to here?
Yeah.
How successful is going to be the show?
That's exactly.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That is true. Because it could be very successful or it could be meh.
Yeah.
So.
Whoa.
And they're riding a motorcycle. Zombies are riding a motorcycle
while recording a podcast.
That is awesome.
That's me.
Sorry.
Podcasting on cycle.
Like 90 degrees, so I have all the windows open in my room so we can hear all the sound. Yeah.
You ladies sent us a link to an article.
Yes, we did. We're so excited to talk about it.
What you guys thought?
Yeah, as you know, we are girl geeks. You guys are guy geeks, so we'd love to hear your input on this article.
Because I was going to save this for our own episode, but I was like, you know, it'll be really interesting to talk to other guys.
Yeah,
to guys about this.
Yeah.
So this article got. Like, I saw it when it was already being critiqued by the community. It's by Elite Daily. And the title is 8 Reasons Why Geeky Girls Make the Best Girlfriends. Which is a nice title.
We're starting out positive here. And it's written by
a dude named Don Scotty. And judging by his little profile picture, I'm not sure he knows what a geek girl is, but I'm going to hold my judgment. So he starts out saying, anyone who's seen the movie She Saw That or has watched...
That's his research.
That's his research. She's All That. That's the opening line.
That's the opening line, everyone.
Or has watched the first season of Freaks and Geeks.
Just the first season.
Just the first season, not the second or third.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Could tell you the benefits of dating a... nerdy girl. And then he says, geek girls are a breath of fresh air. I wonder why.
Yeah.
But he'll tell us why.
Yeah, he's going to explain to us. Don't fear thee not. He shall explain.
Oh, goody. So,
number one says, 5 minutes actually means 5 minutes. Of all the random shit geeky girls might obsess over, long algebraic equations, Netflix, GOT, quote-unquote, memes, their personal appearance is never at the forefront of that list.
Oh, never.
And this book's all for you guys, you'll never be required to wait too long for her to get ready before dates and such.
Whew.
When she says she'll be ready in 5 minutes, she means 5 minutes. Unless she gets caught up doing a sporkle or something strange, then you've got to just roll with the punches, so to speak. Either way, at least you know she won't be holding up your dinner reservation, accessorizing.
I'm really hoping he's kidding. I really do. I really, really do.
Yeah.
Val's all like, nah.
This is just me and Giselle and maybe Valerie speaking, but it takes me more than 5 minutes to be like,
yeah.
Because I shower.
Yeah,
I like to wash my hair. I like to wash my hair,
make sure it's brushed.
Watch Game of Thrones all day and not, like, clean myself.
Right. this is when I'm not too busy obsessing over long algebraic equations.
Yeah.
I get caught up in those.
I know. Oh, pi? What's pi again? Tell me more of those pi decimals, please. Turning me on.
I had a date like that once.
I'm surprised they didn't put cats on this because that's what the way they obsess over. Like 5 minutes will be just 15 minutes of looking at cat pictures before they start getting ready. It's like, no.
Yeah.
Really? 5 minutes? Seriously? She says she'll be ready in 5 minutes. She means five. Seriously? I hope y'all shower.
Yeah, but he got some. Okay, you'll never have trouble buying her gift. Don't read the rest. Just read the title.
Yeah. I mean, to me, like, I feel like I know, like, non-geeky girls who are more like maybe, like, more, you know, different kinds of girls. Like, some who just don't, not necessarily geeky, but they don't care about how they like dress or look, like they're jeans, t-shirt type of girls.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not one. I'm not that girl. Like,
I'm not
geek. Like, just because you're a geek girl doesn't mean you're like just a t-shirt jeans.
Yeah. I mean,
Many categories to the geek girl. So like just putting them under one umbrella is very unfair. And also,
have you simplified?
But
true.
But no offense to the guy who wrote the article, but I'm actually going to offense him anyway. this is what I call a...
No offense, but offending it.
Yeah, but this is what I call a Facebook click and bait article.
Yeah.
It's, you know, you go through your feed and you have like 7 things you didn't know about having sex on the table. And they're like, well, a leg could break. And you're like, yeah, of course, sure. You know, but it's always something like crazy catchy in the title. And they want you to, and usually always, a pair of boobs.
It's always a list of things.
Really. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's all the internet.
That's the same thing.
So number two, she's smarter than you. And to summarize what he wrote, apparently we can all fix computers. All of us.
Oh, thank God.
No, you can't.
Because I really, yes. Could one of y'all come over and fix my computer? Because that'd be awesome.
Yeah, because I never have to bug Diane about
exactly. My... She can fix your computer and fix you a sandwich.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
What?
All in one.
She can fix you a sandwich in
and
your
computer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can do that, too.
Like, here, honey, eat this sandwich as we go over all the Pokemon names from, like, the second generation or something like that. Like, no. Weird.
So, dude.
So, number three says she'll never have trouble buying her gifts because apparently geek stuff doesn't cost as much as, like, you know.
I told you to stop to read after the title. I don't agree on that.
Because, you know, like, nerd shit are so cheap.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
It's like a gift certificate to the mall. Really? Really, dude? Seriously? Just not going to put any thought into shit, are you? You just go, here.
I like how he says, I mean, you could probably buy her a box set of one of her favorite television shows, probably quote-unquote Thrones, I don't know what that is, or Bizarre Foods with Andrew Simmern. I mean, what?
Here's the thing. Hey, she probably already has it anyway. So you're just going to be buying her a freaking duplicate.
Dude, you buy a gift certificate to Hot Topic and you're done.
Then I can buy all.
Like, wouldn't she need a nice computer to run her World of Warcraft on? Or, like, these things
as
are expensive.
As long as she can
yo.
Repair it. I mean, she can repair it too. Gosh.
Like, you know, limited edition stuff, maybe.
I'm sorry. I just love this part. When you're shopping for your shorty at Brookstone.
Oh, God.
Why would you put that in a sentence? Why?
That's where geek girls go. I've never stepped into a Brookstone.
What's
personally.
A Brookstone?
Apparently,
I have used their massage chairs over at the airport. Those are good.
Okay. All
right. Oh, that's the place with the massage chairs?
Yeah.
It's like, they're kind of like gadgets type stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Oh.
Because that's what geek girls
Right. Sorry. I'm sorry. I have to be honest. I zoned out. I was thinking about this algebraic equation. Mm-hmm. So I just stopped listening.
Like you do.
Like I do.
You know.
Yeah, it's because you don't know how to be bored, that's why.
That's right, you don't know how to be bored, which is number four. She doesn't know how to be bored. Yeah.
That I don't agree. Everybody knows how to be bored.
There's a reason why.
You could just put her in your basement, she'll never be bored. She'll be looking at all your posters of Star Wars and stuff. Never bored.
I mean, there's a reason nerdy people have tons of hobbies, because we need stimulation all the time.
Yeah, because we get bored easily. Very bored, very easily. That's why we're constantly
such boredom.
Looking for things to obsess
but
over.
But no, guys, we can play, like, a video game for, like, 10 hours straight, and, you know. It's like putting your kids in front of the TV.
Yeah, that's
what we're like.
And that's why it only takes us 5 minutes to get ready, because we didn't even bother showering that day. And we were just
See,
like,
I was just about to say, but then there's your 5 minutes right there.
Exactly. You know, just 5 minutes from the couch to the car. There you go.
To another couch.
To another couch. Exactly. Yeah. Because I'm sure the date would be just at another place with an arcade and with a couch.
Sure.
Yeah, that's all we want, apparently. The only couch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you don't like couch?
I like couch.
Oh, I do like couch. I love couch.
You like couch? I love lamp.
I love couch.
Couch and lamp.
Couch and lamp.
Yes. Yes.
Number five, couch, she's lamp. As real as it gets.
What?
Well, you know, she's not in the Matrix.
Good. She's not in the Matrix. That's she's important.
She's not doing.
She's not in the Matrix. Unless she's a fake geek girl, then she is part of the Matrix.
Because
yeah.
Girl, there's a lot of that, by the way. Huh? You need to be careful out there. There's a lot of misrepresentation.
Because, you know, girls who are not geeks are all fake girls.
Absolutely. Because that's
every
how
single one.
Work. Every single one.
Exactly. Because, you know, that's why we have to be categorized.
Yeah.
You know, because we're just trying to get that attention and pander and makes us really fake.
She's authentic as vintage Hall & Oates vials.
Yes, I don't even know what that means.
What is that?
Wait, am I also a hipster on top of me?
Is he talking
you
about
were a hipster yeah, before like, being a hipster was cool. Stop.
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, with this Hall & Oates vinyls, it's like, wait. I'm a hipster geek girl? You know, like, what's going on here? You know, get your categories right, sir.
The number six is pretty good.
Ooh, this is my favorite, number six.
She hasn't peaked yet. Because other girls that are not geeks are already in their quote-unquote prime years.
Mm-hmm.
And all they want to be is like how they were back in high school.
Yeah, actually, if I may, I really want to read this section. I think it really needs to be said out loud. It sucks dating a girl only to find out she wishes she could turn back time and return back to her quote-unquote prime years, which at some point was during her junior year of high school. These types of girls usually have already peaked, and it's all downhill shortly thereafter.
Oh, goody.
Washed up. Good.
That said,
that's what they are.
That said, nerdy girls typically don't have the fondest memories when it comes to any level of public schooling, so they're still budding from a social standpoint. Who knows what the future will have in store for her? Give her a few more years, you know, and she might look like Jodie Lynn O'Keefe. Who the fuck is that by the end of She's All That? Oh, that's who that is. Okay. Yeah.
Is she all that? Is that the girl who they'd like, just, she sat in front of a mirror, she took her glasses off, and suddenly she was hot?
That was Rachel Lee Cook.
Is this like Ugly Duckling or something?
Is it
so weird?
Oh, I guess
maybe her character name.
Yeah.
I always think of Not Another Teen Movie. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. Oh god, but she has a ponytail.
Wait,
and overalls.
So you missed the reference to his lead actress? Oh dear, he didn't do his research right.
Yeah.
So this basically is saying that since all geek girls had low self-esteem during high school because they were outsiders. Mm-hmm. All of them,
yes.
Every single one.
Yes, so now that they're older, you can prey on their self-conscious needs to be...
Right.
They're like a blank slate just for you.
And they have...
A blank slate that can fit your MacBook.
Right, and they haven't expired yet. Thank God.
Because that's what I want in a girl. Make sure she's not expired.
If only I added that list 15 years ago, that would have been so much easier.
Is it like milk you get a week or so after the date?
You have to check under our feet for the expiration date.
Yeah. I am not sniffing the bottom of your feet like I do milk.
It's like that
hell no.
It's like that movie End Time. Instead of being like on our forearms, it's under our feet. You know, the countdown.
We're like soy milk. Like, the other girls, they're, like, regular milk, so they expire.
They're dairy. We're soy.
Oh, God.
It's a little bit like Mad Max. Okay.
Yeah.
When you get to the dairy farm, you're expired.
Yeah. So chrome, so shiny.
That was a great movie. Come on.
Oh,
that was an awesome movie.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
that's what I wanted to ask you. Okay. How many times have you seen it?
Twice.
Just once for me.
I'm planning on seeing it a third.
I saw it three times.
Yeah,
I only saw it once.
I love that.
But it was very, very good. It's ridiculous good.
It's the best movie I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then there was Dinosaur and...
Well, I mean, that's like, you know, Jurassic World is like Tokyo Drift. I mean, like, yeah.
Yes. You know what?
I can see that. It is. It is extremely formulaic and basic, but that's what makes it work.
Did everyone like it though, Jurassic World?
Yeah.
I was cool with it.
The dinosaurs
cool
were
with it.
Cool with it. Okay, that's a stand. Okay, cool with
it.
That was entertaining.
Yeah. I like how, like, what else do you need in a dinosaur movie?
Dude, Chris Pratt training raptors.
Yeah, raptor gang bat.
His raptor squad?
Yes, raptor bike squad.
Raptor squad. Raptor squad.
That's a spin-off series. Jurassic Park.
I would watch it. Yes.
You know, ladies, I just train raptors.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. If there is ever a job that will get you laid every day of the week, it's...
Apparently.
You get eaten by them and you can't get laid anymore.
I train raptors. And there you go. The door's open.
Or be Chris Pratt.
That's true. Be Chris Pratt. You're pretty much locked in.
I say it's easier than training raptor. I'm just saying.
Number 7, she understands your geeky passions. Thanks.
Stop reading. That one kind of made sense a little bit, though.
I like how number 8 is the conclusion is she has geeky passions on her own.
She's a person now. Wait.
She's a human being.
Even though the title of this article is, you know, 8 reasons why geeky girls make the best girlfriends. Number 8 is we conclude that she has geeky interests.
She is a geek after all.
Oh, I thought I thought that was about geeky blow up dolls. Oh, no. God damn it.
I like this sentence. Might be dating a sexy chick with blonde hair and blue eyes, but if she left you today, you'd probably be able to find another sexy chick with blonde hair and blue eyes. It might just take some time.
I mean, they're pretty expendable. I mean, let's be honest.
They are actually empty
they're
shells.
They're like Star Trek red shirts, basically.
Yeah.
They're just empty shells of people. It's okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, because that's how
women
work.
You just prey on their daddy issues.
Exactly. You just make sure, you know, like, you have enough of an authoritative presence, and they'll just be all over that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Does this list work for you guys?
Yeah,
like,
do you
guys now know what to look for?
A scale of 1 to 10, 1 being yes and 10 being fuck yes, how much do you agree with this?
Oh, a 12?
Maybe 22?
Can I say Spring Breakers?
Spring Breakers, dude! In our movie rating system, the worst possible thing it could be is Spring Breakers. Because Spring Breakers was so bad. It wasn't even like it was so bad it was good. It was just so bad.
Yeah.
You didn't like Alien, James Franco?
Yeah.
So you saw it too?
I saw it. Yes, I did.
I'm sorry. They should have given me my money back for my Netflix subscription that month. I'm just saying.
But yeah, I watch it on Netflix too.
Freaking Netflix. And we're like going through movies and we're like, okay, Spring Breaker, oh, that seems like a title, whatever.
It was a very strange, self-indulgent movie.
Self-indulgent, that's the perfect way to put it. It was very self-indulgent.
Yeah.
My gun and my blue shit and my bed and my... Oh, shut up, James Franco. Go.
All right, guys. Now you know how to find your geeky...
Wait. That doesn't tell me how to find her. This
that's
just
true.
Tell me to date one.
Okay, well,
that's true.
Now
this
you know
true.
To date one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you finally know.
Yeah, Wing.
So all we needed was the header. We didn't need a clicking on all the lists. We didn't need the scrolling. It was just, hey, go out and date a geeky chick.
So, I mean, Dan Scotty took his time to mansplain all this for us. So you guys...
Thank God.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so you can stop dating those blonde-haired, blue-eyed girls.
Yeah,
and you know.
Can you stop describing my girlfriend?
Stop treating women like women, okay?
Yeah, I had a long conversation this week why Batman could not see Spider-Man in a movie. That was complex.
What? Huh?
Why Batman couldn't see Spider-Man in a movie?
Yeah.
Because he got his eyes gouged out? I don't... What?
So, is it like...
She was waiting for Batman to be in the Avengers.
Oh, no.
Oh,
No.
Cinematic universes mixed up.
Don't cross the streams. Don't cross the streams.
Parents are dead.
My point is that's a nice list, but you can live through it. Just saying.
When Giselle and I went to watch a Marvel Universe live, I was getting really annoyed because there were parents that bought their kids dressed like Batman and Wonder Woman.
We were those people.
I was like, wrong! I know, wrong!
We were like those persnickety, goofy old nerds just being like,
universe!
And that's not even right, Batman's cowl, okay? God.
Wrong. It's like
I get it, he's three, but take him home, or if you can't dress him properly, take the little shit home.
Yeah, and his parents are not dead. Come on.
Recent to call, like, social workers right. to take away these children.
Right.
Yeah.
Are obviously not teaching them properly.
Right. It's like when you call the 800 number for, you know, social services, and one of the, you know, like, if they dress their child up like Batman at a Marvel show, press 6. And then it's like, we're on our way.
You hear sirens in the background. They're already on their way.
I mean, seriously. That's not hard.
I mean, it's what the internet's for. You just check, like, super quickly.
Put them in a Spider-Man suit.
Yeah.
Not Superman.
Honestly, it is kind of one of those moments where you take a step back as an adult and you go, wow, why am I getting so angry about this?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Why am I getting so angry? And then it's like, they're dressed as a wrong character.
Duh, because that's what geek girls do. That's on the list.
Yeah. Bitches at parents at family events.
That's
over.
That's on the second list.
Yeah. List number two.
Why dating a nerd girl is not fun? Is that the next list?
No, that's what makes us fun.
Yeah. They're like, you know, the two old guys in the box office seats from the Muppet Show.
They're the best characters ever.
Ever.
They are the best characters ever.
Thank you, exactly.
Jeez.
Like geek girls are, yeah,
and they laugh at their own jokes and everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
It's what I do all the time.
Yeah,
it's what I do all the time.
Nobody gets my humor. Screw that. I'm gonna make myself laugh. Screw
that's
you guys.
Comedy.
Else gets how funny I am. You know?
They're just so beneath you.
So yeah, I mean that article. It kind of made the rounds in the geek girl community just because it's so ridiculous.
Just, it is kind of like, what the fuck, people? Seriously?
Yeah.
It's a clickbait. That's it.
It is clickbait. At the same time, it's kind of reading it going, wow.
Someone wrote that.
Someone wrote that on purpose.
Yeah, exactly. This isn't ironic. It's sincere. Yeah.
No, you actually did that all by yourself. It just... Wow.
Good job. And this website made money off of it. Yeah.
And we just give them more.
Yeah. Damn it!
Damn it!
I hate when we do that!
See, that's what I'm saying. We need to make more listy clickbait things on Defective Geeks.
Yeah.
Right.
So we can make money, damn it!
Yeah!
Jeez.
Like, 10 ways to have sex on a podcast.
There you go.
So when
I would click on that list.
When we post,
click on that list.
So when we post this on Gunna Geek Girls, you're gonna send us sexy pictures, so we can put that on the website.
Sexy pictures of geek girls.
Of like, you.
I think there are already enough pictures of sexy geek girls everywhere.
Now, just so you know, it's like. I got my big, oversized, like, Star Trek pajamas that are super loose on.
So do you want, like, the real stuff or, like...
That's the best clickbait ever.
Like, the actual hot geek girls. Because we know those people.
Yeah, the hot ones.
We can take their pictures if you want.
We can, like, superimpose our faces on their bodies.
Hey! I see a plan forming here.
or I can just Photoshop my face on, like, I don't know, who's a hot actress, like Rosario Dawson's body.
Yeah, I'll do
it. Don't talk about my wife. Don't be talking about my wife.
Oh, I'll do mine on Kate Beckinsale. There we go.
Okay.
Beef's wife?
That's more Sean's wife, but
that's true. That is kind of Sean's wife. That is true. That is true.
It'll be like really badly done. Like you can see, like,
oh yeah, totally. It's got to be badly
like,
done.
My hair, you know, it's like, does it match? Like her hair is
totally perfect.
Super sexy, guys.
Yeah. Oh god, that's awesome.
Magazine cover that says "Call Me Giselle."
And she has to have the platform Adidas.
Yes.
I love how they both said yeah and then went ah, or they all went it said it and then ah.
Yep.
It would take more than 5 minutes on, you know, high heel Adidas.
Honest to God, I when I saw that picture, I'm like, God, I wonder if I should make a Photoshopped image of Giselle's face on that model's body with the high heel Adidas. That would
kill
be
you.
I sent it to you and I said, I love you. I love you so much. Let me love you.
We all know what to give Giselle for Christmas.
Yeah.
I will all of you. All different colors.
Murder. First degree.
Oh, you know by that time Giselle is like cosplaying that Harley Quinn. And
oh, shush.
Totally.
A pair
totally.
Of shoes.
How dare you?
She already ordered
you.
It off eBay.
Shut up. How dare you?
Just for fun, with that picture of Suicide Squad that got out, how many Harley Quinn is there at Comic-Con this year?
That's a good question.
I already saw people cosplaying that Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
There's already cosplayers doing that.
But as far as, like, San Diego,
I mean, it would be a nice costume for San Diego. It's going to be so fucking hot.
Seriously.
So
yeah.
Small word. Booty
shorts.
Booty non-shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Booty. God, what are those even called?
You start sounding like that girl robot on Buck Rogers. booty.
Yeah.
I'm going to say there are going to be at least 5.
Oh.
At least 5.
Yes.
Yeah.
At least. I'm going more at 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Let's go to the DC cosplayer gathering.
There you go.
Yeah.
Operator, are you going to Comic-Con?
Not this year, although next year, aren't they supposed to be moving it up to LA at some point?
Every year they're talking about it.
I've been talking about that the past 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, well, never mind.
It's never happened. San Diego is never going to let go ever.
It's the only time anyone wants to go to San Diego.
That is true.
Yes, San Diego is like, don't kill our economy, please.
Yeah, why? Why?
Well, we've talked to people at, like, when we're there with, like, people who work at stores and restaurants, and they pretty much said flat out that weekend they make all their money for the rest of the year weekend.
Damn.
The only problem is that, have you been to San Diego?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. The town hasn't changed in 10 years. They need to start building if they want to be able to receive that many thousands of people.
They plan on it, that they're going to expand the convention center.
They've been saying that for a long time and nothing.
But then, the problem is going to be is how are they going to accommodate all those people coming?
Yeah, where are they going to go?
It's not a big city. It's not a big downtown area at all. You know, it's like this year they're raffling parking spots.
Jesus Christ.
Like, you can't just buy, like, because before you can buy, like, a parking, like, in advance.
Yeah.
Just buy it. Now, just like the hotels, they're raffling.
Oh, my God.
The parking spots.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
Right?
Yeah, you need a venue, like, where was Celebration this year? Not
Anaheim Convention Center.
Yeah, do you need something like that at this point?
Mm-hmm. That would be hard for Comic-Con,
area. Because there's only, I mean, there are hotels there certainly because of, you know, Disney, but I don't think there are enough, to be honest.
I think even LA will have a hard time with it because, like, there's not a lot of hotels near convention center.
No, I
that's
mean,
true. It's all downtown and everything, so they'd have to come in by train or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, people are saying Las Vegas might be a good choice for Comic-Con.
Frankly, that would kick ass.
That would kick ass just on the hotel level alone. It would be easy to get a room.
I would go to Comic-Con at that point, because even if you can't get into Comic-Con, you're just...
Vegas.
Yeah, you're in Vegas.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're in Vegas and cosplay, and it's okay for that weekend, you know?
Yeah. Are you ladies going?
I'm not this year.
Our fellowship is broken this year, so I'm going to go like a couple of days. Giselle's skipping out entirely.
Yeah.
Then I don't know what Valerie's doing. I never know what Valerie's doing.
She's skipping out.
Does Valerie know what Valerie is doing? Valerie, what are you doing?
Valerie knows what Valerie's doing.
She's going to AAX, and that's like the week before Comic-Con.
I know.
I'm like, nope, I can't do both.
Crazy.
What?
Oh, God.
Did it change it again? I don't even pay attention.
Comic-Con is soon, too. It's, what, the second weekend of July? Something like that?
Yeah.
It's right after Anime Expo, so...
Ugh.
Yeah.
But the upside is we'll probably get a nice little Star Wars trailer from it. So,
yes, yeah, Star Wars. That's true.
I want the Star Wars trailer. I need a Star Wars trailer, please. I need a
badly
Batman Superman trailer too.
Yeah.
You know, again the same weekend. That would be nice.
It's gonna be interesting because like a lot of the major studios are gonna be there. Like Marvel's not even gonna be there.
Right.
And Sony's not gonna be there. So, because I think Marvel is now going to do all their thing at the
D23,
which is the Disney convention.
I think what Marvel said about not being there is true. I think we're trying to put too much meaning, but they don't have anything for next year. I mean, Ant-Man is coming out. They could show some Ant-Man on the other end. What's the point of paying that kind of figure to show some Ant-Man at this point? Their marketing is pretty good.
Yeah.
So, some Civil War, that's a little bit premature, I would think.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I think that's a good move for them to be like, okay.
I mean, they're not gonna lose anything by skipping.
Right, exactly.
And then you have Star Wars sneaking in instead. It's Disney managing their budget and being like, Star Wars is more important right now than the Marvel universe because Marvel has nothing lined up.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they have stuff lined up, but nothing like.
But it's Star Wars. I mean, the timing of it is gonna be six. It's gonna be out in 6 months.
Yeah.
Actually, a little less than 6 months, so the timing of the trailer is perfect.
Oh, so good. So good.
I think what we're going to get the most from Star Wars is some Rogue One. Because
If they showed some Rogue One, that'd be awesome, too.
Because they made that trailer that they showed at Celebration that they didn't show nobody else. They could release that footage or some other kind of footage because they've been shooting that, I think. Are they preparing to shoot anyway? Oh, so much Star Wars goodness coming.
Yes.
I can just hear everybody drooling right now. That's
it's so awesome. Good.
I'm drooling right now. That's why I'm so quiet. I'm just like...
It's so good, you guys. Seriously.
Now, honestly, when I was driving over to, Diane's place to do this podcast, I had the trailer playing on my phone so I could just listen to it. While I was driving, I do that sometimes.
You were watching it while you were driving. Well, just admit it.
No!
Like an old
were you watching and driving?
Of course not. That would be a terrible
lady remains.
That's a terrible thing to do.
I would never do that.
Ever. No.
I know. I didn't watch two of the teasers back to back. And again, like, no.
While driving 90 miles per hour on the 91 freeway.
Of course not.
Oh, God. It's...
You know what I've been rewatching? We talked about it on the other cast, and these are these BioWare trailer that they make before they release games or expansion because they released a new one recently. And these are so good. I mean, you look at the one that came out in the last 2-3 years, some of the best Star Wars you've ever seen.
Oh yeah, the new one, the Battlefront one, is unbelievably good.
It's so good, yes.
Beef is like, are you talking about Star Wars again?
Are you talking about Star Wars still?
Yeah, but the trailer for the game looks awesome. I'm down with that.
Yeah, but getting back to the movie trailer, every time I see it, I just get this big stupid grin on my face, like,
right? And like for me. Something that happens every single time without me like anticipating it, it's just like this physical reaction is like when you see what is clearly Luke putting his hand on R2-D2, I put like my hand over my heart, just like, ah.
That is awesome.
Every time, I'm not like, oh, it's time. Like, it's this reaction. I can't help it just because I'm just so overjoyed.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I went to Comic Bug last weekend to get my books, and the guy that was working there was wearing the shirt, and it just said, "Chewy, we're home." I was like,
Oh, that's so good.
Already a classic line.
Hell yeah, it is.
It really is.
And it's a trailer. So.
Yeah. It's not even a trailer. It's a teaser.
We haven't even... I mean,
they know. They're probably going to premiere a big trailer at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
It's like all the nerds that Friday is just going to be like this.
That massive nerdgasm. Massive nerdgasm.
Do you guys think we're going to see Luke in that first movie, or that the reports are true that they search for Luke for all the movie?
I would find that very interesting.
I would like
that way.
I would be quite intrigued by that. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
That would be okay. I mean, he's already signed on for the other two, so he's definitely going to be in the next one, the one after that. So, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, but, you know, he's a Jedi. He can't die and be in the other movies.
He's not going to die.
He could.
He's not going to die.
Oh, Anne's going to die.
Shut up. You know what? Chewie's going to die. There, how you like that?
No, Chewie's not going to die. You don't kill
Chewie's
going
to die.
You don't kill the dog.
You kill the dog.
Come on.
Yeah. Nerds will not like that at all.
Nerds will be upset no matter if anybody dies. Nerds will be very, very upset.
People are expecting Harrison Ford to come back just for one. So if he dies, I don't think anybody's going to be like, oh, well, no, that's not true. People will be like, blah, 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 but that's not going to be a majority. But anyway, people are going to be, blah, 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 blah. Ben Affleck is Batman. Nah. You know?
Shall we do fanfic theater?
Let's do that.
All right. So the fanfic theater, the fanfiction I chose for tonight, rather appropriate. It's Lord of the Rings, bringing it back full circle to our original discussion. It's called Frodo's Mistake, and it's by, I believe, Michiko of fanfiction.net.
Ben,
I feel classy.
Wait, does Valerie know who she's playing?
Oh, Valerie, you're Gandalf.
Okay, you're Gandalf.
So, yay!
Gandalf, okay?
You have the
lead. Okay, Beef, who are you? Because I'm going to be Samwise Gamgee.
I believe I'm Aragorn.
Okay, yeah, you are Aragorn. Okay, never mind.
All right, so who wants to be Frodo? Okay, I'll be Frodo, fine. Okay.
I'm Frodo. I don't care. I'll be Frodo right now.
I'll do what I want. Okay. Chapter 1. Gollum was falling into a black and lava-ridden pit called Mount Doom. Frodo was standing at the precipice, watching as the thing that threatened to destroy the whole of Middle-earth was about to be destroyed itself. Frodo closed his eyes and waited for the end to come. He heard the wild shriek of Gollum as he fell to his fiery death. Surely now, Middle-earth would be saved. Any moment now? No, really, any moment now. Now? Okay, maybe now. Frodo was confused. As usual, nothing had happened. This wasn't in the script. Out of habit, he went to grab his promise ring that Sam had given him, but lo and behold, it wasn't there. It took a moment for Frodo to realize what happened to it, a very long moment. Snap! He screamed.
What is it, honey bunny?
Sam asked lovingly as he limped over to his lover. Nothing, Snuggles. It's just that I've made a mistake.
Did you forget your rubber underwear? I've told you so many times.
No, no. I threw the promise ring you gave me into the fire instead of the one ring.
What? Oh, so that's why you didn't turn invisible when you put it on.
But what? Why did you say you could see me?
Because it worked with the games we played.
Oh, so that's why you kept smacking my butt.
Righto, honey bun.
Sam grabbed the back of his lover's neck and proceeded to make out with him. Then he remembered. Then he remembered that he irresponsibly threw the promise ring into the fire. Sam smacked Frodo across the face.
What the heck is your problem?
As the fight outside of Mount Doom raged on, Aragorn belched loudly.
That was weak. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've been drinking.
That was beautiful. He was slacking along with Legolas and Gimli. Anyone want to be Gimli? Valerie or Gimli?
Gimli now?
Dang, I wish Reno 911 was on.
Gimli said as he scratched his groin area. They were all hiding in a cave watching TV rather than the battle outside. Legolas was primping his hair involuntarily as he watched Trigger Happy TV.
Those penny loafer are like, so 3 minutes ago.
Nobody cares, loser.
Aragorn shouted. He was having anger problems again.
When I become king, penny loafers will be in forever.
Touchy.
All this shouting is horrible for my dead sexy ears. And when loafers are in forever, I'll wear them on my sexy feet, and the sexy shoes will make me sexy forever.
Okay, shut up already.
Okay, Legolas said as he brushed his hair for the 4,657 millionth time.
How many times can you say sexy in a sentence?
Gimli!
Sexy.
Shut up!
Aragorn bellowed. Suddenly the door flew open and banged against the wall. Gandalf the White stood in the doorway, looking very put out.
What is the meaning of this?
Gandalf shouted angrily.
Exy.
We got bored.
Legolas said as he flicked his hair again.
Besides, fighting all the orcs is horrible for my complexion. And my sexy legs.
Aragorn threw a pillow at Gimli. It was a very hard pillow. Actually, it was a rock.
Gimli. My dead sexy helmet! You fools! Haven't you heard? The fate of Middle-earth rests on our shoulders!
Well, whoever put it there was really dumb. When I become king, that person is going to be really dead. Really?
Just then, a call came through on Gandalf's cell phone. He pulled it out of his robes and slapped it open angrily.
Hello?
Uh-oh, Gandalf.
Who is this?
Frodo!
What happened now? Did you forget your rubber undies again?
No! Why does everyone think that?
Because you always do!
Meanie!
Anyway, what happened?
Well, you know how you sent me on that whole Destroy the Ring quest? Well, okay, don't be mad, but I dropped the wrong ring into the volcano. Gandalf.
What? Which ring did you drop?
Never mind, but,
wait! Where is the ring?
Well, remember that night at the Prancing Pony when Aragorn let us sleep in his bed?
You let Hobbit sleep in your bed?
Legolas said. Aragorn messed up his hair, which sent the elf into a frenzy. I think I might have left it there. I mean, maybe. We were all, like, pretty frisky that night.
Ah, my ears!
Gandalf pulled the cell phone away from his ear.
Young man! You're getting your butt up and walking all the way back and getting that ring!
But Gandalf!
I don't want to hear it. You're doing as I say.
But that's a really long way. Can't I just, like, rent a helicopter or a Ferrari or pick up some hot hobbit chicks or dudes?
Last thing you said.
Nothing.
Look, helicopters don't even exist now.
Yeah, well, neither do cell phones.
Crap!
The end.
Yay.
Gandalf seemed very upset.
Yes. Seemed constipated almost.
Yeah.
Always upset.
Maybe he was constipated.
Yeah.
You shall not pass! Just like my crap.
Oh, dear. And oh, my God.
It's the third crossover.
It is the third crossover.
It's our
ladies. You girls are awesome. You girls are truly awesome. This is a blast whenever we do it.
Yay! Thanks for talking to us again.
Yeah.
Eight great reasons why to podcast with geeky chicks. Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah. We should
write that. Yes. Put that on Facebook.
Make money.
Yes.
Make money.
Yeah, we'll see you approve it since you had the idea with us, but we're going to write it on our own.
Okay.
Mansplain. Yeah, we'll just mansplain how awesome it is to podcast with you. Yeah, that's not going to work for me.
Come on. Up, you're our main writer.
How else are we going to know if nobody mansplains?
You know, and then I got to manspread while I mansplain.
I got to go if you're talking about manspreading.
Well, thank you guys for crossing over with us
yes,
again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a blast talking
always
to you.
Always a pleasure.
Yay.
Yay.
Shall we all scream Valhalla to wrap
Indeed.
It up? All right. One, two, three. Valhalla!
Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Huh?
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to gunnageek.com and you will find all of our contact information and other shows. You can also visit legendspodcast.com, where you will find our complete archive. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada or Gunna Geek. No infringement is intended.